Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Hathorn was in Cleveland. He's on the fan hotline. The Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. Jeff, let's stop time right now. Let's just stop time. I'm going to give you a win total. I want to know what your win total was before the season for the Steelers, and if you had to pick right now, what it will be at the end of the year. Please, the floor is yours, and how are you?
I'm good. My win total was 9 at the start of the season, and I would say through 3 games, my win total is probably 8.
Ron, how do you feel about that? My win total was 8-8-1. And I'm going to stick with that.
I said 7-10 at the start of the season, and I'm going to probably stay 7-10. I don't see better.
How are you, Jeff? Tired? Did you see Ron last night? Did you share any
food
with Ron?
Yeah, I did. I felt like I was back doing, a morning show again because I pulled in the driveway at 5 this morning. So it was like wow, I forgot, the sunset, how I hate seeing it. I would rather sleep during it.
What was the worst part of the game last night? What was the worst unit for the Steelers?
Ooh. Wow. There were a lot of bad units out there for the Steelers.
Hey, we only have a limited time here, Jeff. Get to your answer, will you?
I know. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to say the fact that they can't get a pass rush or a limited pass rush without T.J. Watt, considering even though he's not out there, I get it. But they brought in all these other guys, and they have this veteran defensive line, and that they can't do more with their front seven. Maybe that's what's frustrating to me, because here's the other thing. I think, in some of the reactions I see on Twitter, is that people were expecting the greatest show on turf offense or something. Like, somehow this offense was going to be outstanding. Where did that come from? We knew the offense was going to struggle from the very beginning of the season all the way through, for our preseason games. You knew the offense wasn't going to be able to hold up its end, at least not at the beginning of the year. So what we're seeing doesn't, I guess, surprise me as much as it has other people.
Jeff, I was just disappointed in the run defense. The last two games, New England ran it down their throat, and Chubb and Hunt did last night. And I know TJ isn't playing, and that has a factor in everything.
Right.
But I still expected more against the run.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, Chubb's a really good running back. He might be the best running back in the NFL. And if you try to arm tackle him, he's going to embarrass you. And he did. So, 113 yards. They didn't give up 200, but they could have been better, especially at the end of game. I think we're seeing fatigue, and maybe that comes with age with some of the group there. But they're just not the same guys. Obviously, the offense plays a factor. I mean, 11 minutes and some seconds, Cleveland had the ball in the fourth quarter. They're down 36 minutes of time of possession this year through 3 games. You're not doing your defense any favors. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they need to be able to stop the run, and when they most needed to, they weren't able to get those stops. And, you allow, 6 of 16 on third down, which I guess is okay, but 3 of 4 on fourth down, you just can't do that.
Jeff, were you there for the Diontae Johnson scrum after the game?
Yes, I was.
So did you sense from his demeanor, from the context of the whole thing, that he was indeed taking a shot at the coaching staff or no?
I think it's like anything. It's like, Joe, not to say that you do this, but then you say you do that. You know, not to throw the coaches under the bus, but, you know, we can only run the plays that are called. He's frustrated. He said it before on Tuesday when we talked to him that he was frustrated.
Well, what's he so frustrated about? He was targeted 11 times. He was targeted in the end zone. He was targeted on a bomb down the left side that he either dropped or got interfered with. And by the way, did anybody ask him what happened on that play?
Yeah, it was, I believe it was a drop. And when we got to the point where we were going to ask him about that, I forget who it was that also came in the room. So we all kind of scattered over to that other person. So I should have asked him that. I did not. But I don't think his frustration is as much an individual thing as it is a team collective thing. I think there is frustration with the offense. It's easy to point the finger at play calling, and obviously there is blame there. And I think his frustration is more not a, hey, I need more targets or I need more opportunities. It's a, why aren't we doing this more with this offense, and why can't we, you know, do more of this up-tempo or do things to get ourselves into rhythm that they were finally able to do late in the first quarter and into the second, and they look like, okay. I mean, I don't know for you guys, but I'm watching part of that first half and thinking, okay, like I could live with this offense. They're doing some things like they were checking off the boxes of things people were complaining about and having success, and then it just all went away in the second half.
Jeff, we both agreed that we think, you know, maybe setting the bar low, but that Trubisky was better last night. Does this, in your mind, did he buy himself more time? I know Tomlin basically said he's not going to make a change, but, you know, there's a lot of people in town that still want Pickett.
And, you know, Tomlin said he wasn't going to make a change, but he kind of started off the answer that he wanted to review the tape. And I think Mike is really good that if you look intently at his words, and I know he said at the end no, but he left the window open at the beginning. I think they are going to look at the tape. I don't anticipate a change because he mentioned that he wants to have patience, and you can point to things that are improving with the offense. And, of course, we're all assuming because of what he did at Pitt that Kenny Pickett would walk in and lift this offense to some magical level, which – probably isn't there with this group of players.
Jeff Hathorn on the Nemecol and Fan Hotline. Yeah, I thought that Trubisky was better. It's just the whole thing. It's a very strange dynamic when you bring in a first-round pick at quarterback, Jeff, and the other guy is he's a placeholder. That's what he is. He's a placeholder. The only question is when. And I think that hovers over everything that's happening. Is sooner or later he's going to be gone. He could play like Dan Marino, going to be gone. He could play like, you know, Mitch Trubisky, going to be gone. You know what I mean? I think it affects the whole mentality of the offense.
And, Joe, I think it's a different era now that maybe 20 years ago a first-round pick would wait his turn. But now you see in the league where first-round picks just go and start. You know, if you have a bad or rebuilding team, you know, those guys – start, even sometimes on good teams, first round picks just walk in and are handed the keys. But it's kind of a different era, and it's also a different era where everybody has incredible short amount of patience. And you know, when the team is 1-2, you look at it's hard to look big picture, but maybe there were a few things, if you want to go glass half full, but maybe there were a few things offensively that they can build on and you know, get back to 500 against the Jets, and
well, let me ask you this:
those things moving forward.
Let me ask you and Ron both this: if this team we all believe isn't very good anyway, then why not? Then what's the argument against playing Pickett?
I don't have that argument because I don't believe this is a Super Bowl team. So why not play some of the young guys? It's almost to a much lesser extent, like the Pirates. Let's get some people some experience. But when you have TJ Watt and Cam Hayward and Minka Fitzpatrick, your mentality is you owe it to them to try to win every year. And I don't think that's a realistic expectation to have Super Bowl as a mindset with this football team, but they do. And they, and again, their reasoning is we've got Minka, we've got TJ, we've got Cam. We owe it to chase that championship this year. So hence, you're seeing the more experienced quarterback play.
Jeff, I like Warren. He's really grown on me. Should he get more time? And I know he fumbled last night. Should he get more time? I don't like the way Najee's running.
I think it should be – it's not – it shouldn't be a 50-50 split. But I agree with you, Ron. I like more opportunities for him. Find ways to get him the football. Even if it's – you know, he's proven he can block. You can use him in all kinds of situations. And I think down the road, if Kenny comes in and they find some magic formula and they become a playoff team, then you're going to have a fresher Najee at the end of the season, which can only benefit your team as well. So, yeah, I'm with you. I give him some more carries. I'm not saying where you limit Harris to, splitting carries or splitting time in the backfield. But, yeah, I want to see some more Jalen Warren. I think it's beneficial overall.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for coming on.
I do have one more question for Jeff. Jeff, yes. are the Buckeyes going to cover 19 against Wisconsin?
Ooh, the Fighting Chris.
19. Is that tomorrow night? Is that a night game?
That is tomorrow night. This is being very nitpicky, but they haven't been, at their A game yet, Ohio State. And they didn't cover that big spread last week. You might look at the Fighting Chris. That might be able to keep that within 19 points.
Thank you, Jeff, very kindly.
I second that, Jeff. See you, man. Kabbalah has some interesting.
I was pointing to you up here. Which catch was better, Odell Beckham or Pickens? And they had them both side by side.
Yeah, they're close. No doubt.
Odell has to get it because it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was in the end zone. But, man, they look identical almost.
They're very, very close. Kabbalah says Devin Bush put together his best game in a while with 12 tackles. That's 2 out of 3 games where he's played well. I don't know about that. I would have to have somebody tell me what the scheme was and what Devin Bush was supposed to, like his dad,
sound like his dad. You do sound like his dad.
Yeah. When you get pounded like that, it's hard for me to believe one of your inside linebackers had a good game. Sorry. And go back and watch some of the runs with him trailing it. I'm not buying it. Nope. You?
I just noticed him on the one play last night. That was a hell of a tackle with the goal line.
Yes, but then the next play, he was a chalk outline in the end zone.
Not enough of them still.
Somebody's got to make tackles. The other team's on the field the whole game. The sheer number of tackles tells me nothing, Kabbalah. And then Kabbalah says, this I actually agree with, that if this team's not going to be any good, like we all seem to think here, then why not play Pickett? What do you have to lose?
Pickett.
Do you agree with that philosophy?
Again, unless you think he's not ready and you don't want to do damage to his young psyche.
Then you didn't take the right guy, Ron.
With his small hands.
You didn't take the right guy then, if you're going to damage his psyche by being on a bad team.
I would agree with that.
I think, you see how this goes, you're probably going to beat the Jets. I do think they're going to beat the Jets at home. Then they run into a buzzsaw.
Buffalo.
And Tampa, and at Miami, and at Philly. I still think what a lot of us thought at the beginning, that maybe the natural parting would be the bye week, which is literally midway through the season. Let's see where they are now, where they are then, and what Trubisky's doing then.
If they lose to the Jets 20-17,
yeah.
Is there any chance that Mitch Trubisky comes out of that and starts the next game?
Do you want to play Pickett in Buffalo as his first start?
But, Ron, you're 1-3
at that point. Yeah, but you think Pickett's going to go to Buffalo and beat him?
I know, but everything about Pickett is so couched in fear. Oh, my God, he could get this, he could that.
Right. You're losing games without him. So what's it matter if he gets in the game if you're losing games without him?
This is the most animated I've seen Folesy.
Yeah. I mean,
You just woke up the whole stable. The older horses on the other end are now all upset.
Oh, if they lose to the Jets 20-17 and look like this, and they don't put in Kenny Pickett, then
they'd be 1-3.
It's a joke.
Yeah, well, maybe the Jets will run for 300 yards against them, too.
You know what I'm thinking? Is that Trubisky is emblematic of this franchise right now. In that he's just good enough where you say, yeah, we'll go with him again next week.
Close.
He's not that bad. He's 9-8. He's 8-8. He's 9-8-1. You know, it's like Tomlin these days.
I don't know who it was. Somebody, and I totally agree with this. What would the Steelers' record be if Pickett had started all three games? I say 0-3. And that's what whoever tweeted that. Whoever that tweeted that was. I forget who it was. Because I don't know that he would have been ready in Cincinnati to do anything. Not that Trubisky did much. But I think they could have been 0-3. I just think people are so enamored with Pickett that they think, okay, he's going to come in and he'll beat Buffalo. He'll beat Miami. He'll beat whoever.
I'm not. I'm just sick of losing games. I'm sick of losing.
Well, that's what I mean. Do you think he'd have won those games?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he have beaten New England?
I don't know that he would have. I think
that's part of the mystery.
Him against Belichick, I don't like his chances.
Well, did you like Trubisky in that game?
A couple throws he made, yeah, but not enough.
I mean, you could play that game forever, though.
Sure
when will you be ready to put Pickett
that's
in?
That's a good question.
I have no idea how he would play. It couldn't be much worse, though. I mean, honestly, you have an offense that's averaging about 15, 16 points a game. I suppose he could come in and be a disaster and they would average zero, but...
No, I don't know if it'd be zero, but I just think that there's going to be severe growing pains with him.
Which wouldn't be worse than what it is now.
Right. Well, again, what are we watching right now?
I thought Trubisky was better last night.
He was better last night.
But still, yes. The bar is low. I get that.
And those are still pains.
I don't know. I don't know what Trubisky, what Pickett would have done.
Me either.
But I'd like to find out.
Right. With my guy that's supposed to be my future.
He looked pretty good in the preseason, I thought.
I don't know.
Implicit in that, Ron, is that these people are crazy for wanting Pickett. That's the tone that you take.
No, it is.
These people all think he's going to be a savior. They'd be 0-3 without him. They want him in here just because he went to Pitt.
I certainly agree.
Implicit in all that is these people are out of their minds.
No, I understand.
That's
exactly
what it sounds like.
Okay, would you let me talk?
Sure.
Okay,
go ahead,
thank
talk.
You. Instead of talking over me.
No, actually, I'm not done yet.
You're telling me how I'm talking.
Right.
I understand it perfectly. Perfectly why they want Pickett. I do think it wouldn't be as bad if he wasn't from Pitt, and Hokie agreed with me on that one yesterday. All I'm saying is I think people that think he's automatically going to step in and be the golden boy may be in for a rough awakening. But
I think you're
matter.
Rooting for that.
It doesn't
I think you're rooting for that
I,
so
I
you can be
what,
right. And maybe you have an allegiance to Ben where you don't want a guy to come in and replace your guy, Ben, and be a star right away and disprove the idea that, oh, everyone's going to be sorry when they see life post-Ben. That's what I think.
Okay. If that's
any truth to it?
No, not at all. I don't give a damn how he plays. If he wins, loses, it doesn't matter to me. I got no skin in this race. I want to see good play. I want to see good games. I just don't know that he's going to come in and right away be the savior. That's my feeling.
Does everybody think that? That he's going to come right in and be like Joe Namath right away?
I think absolutely most people around here do. I do think that.
I think they just want to give him a chance. He's going to get every chance.
He can come in and throw five interceptions, five games in a row, and there won't be one boo. There won't be one boo.
Same would be true of any first-round pick.
I don't know about that. Again, he's from Pitt.
People love the first round picks.
Okay.
They love it. I know where I grew up in Buffalo, if Mitch Trubisky was there and they had drafted Jim Kelly, where'd they draft him? 20th? 15th? They'd be clamoring for him.
Pickett was 20th, yeah.
Where'd they take Jim Kelly? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I mean, fan bases in Philadelphia, Chicago, New York. They're all clamoring
for
the first round
pick. Sure, they'd be clamoring for him, Joe, but if you don't think Pitt means anything more, you're nuts. Hoke just said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah,
it's a different level of love for the guy because he's from Pitt.
And what does that mean? Because, again, it sounds like implicit in the way that you say it. They all think he's going to be the golden boy.
No,
they all want him in there right now. These people are nuts.
I just don't think that it would have been the same if they'd have drafted Malik Willis. Not quite the same.
Not quite the same, but in every market around the league, they would be, and if they watched an offense struggle to this degree and you had a first round pick at quarterback, they would be clamoring for him, I think, in any market in the league.
Not as much, but I would agree.
I don't know how you measure that. People would be chanting his name. New York Giants, Jets, they wouldn't be chanting the guy's name. It's one thing if you have an incumbent who's good. They don't. They have Mitch Trubisky, just a journeyman and a first round pick that everybody wants to see. Maybe a little more because he's from Pitt, but I think they would be clamoring anywhere. Bolsey?
I mean, every time we've brought this up, I've agreed with you, Joe, that I do think they would be clamoring everywhere. Ron, I get your point about people maybe have too high of expectations on Kenny Pickett. For me personally, I'm not expecting this guy to come in here and be the savior. I'm just saying that if they lose to the New York Jets 20-17, well, look the same
again,
way.
That's
I am tired of doing the same freaking thing over and over.
That's a pretty. If that happens, then that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just willing to change. Why do you think that Tomlin likes to win games as much as anybody? He's a very competitive guy. Why wouldn't he play him right now?
Because he doesn't know what he's doing sometimes.
Okay.
Why do you play Kendrick Green at center?
Because he didn't have any. Well, he had Hassenauer later, but yeah. I guess.
Implicit there is that Tomlin is to be trusted that he knows what he's doing.
I think he knows a hell of a lot more than I do. Yeah, I do. He sees these guys every day in practice. He knows their mindset. He knows their preparation. He knows what it takes to be successful. Yeah, he knows a hell of a lot more than I do. Whether he's or not, I don't know.
So you'll just trust what he does then with the quarterbacks. You trust that he has this in it's in good hands with Mike Tomlin.
In this case, yeah, I do. I do. Now, we'll see how it may be wrong, may turn out wrong.
I just
we'll never know. We'll never know if it turned out wrong.
But I just
don't
understand. He wants to win, so why shouldn't? Why doesn't he play him if he thinks that he's the best option?
But again, implicit in that is he's to be trusted no matter what he does. So I bring up.
So I'm going to trust you more than I'm going to trust Tomlin, or I'm going to trust
then
me
argue,
more.
Then never
me,
argue with Tomlin.
Me
never argue with Tomlin.
Me
then.
More than Tomlin too.
Okay,
I'm not
then Tomlin's right. Then why are we doing a show?
That's not what I'm saying in
no,
this particular case.
So just in this case, he's to be trusted.
Yes.
But not with the starting center.
Well, obviously he blew that last year. But again, I don't remember us saying too much about Kendrick Green last summer when they put him at center. He just wasn't – he didn't want to play the position. He didn't like the position. And I guess he could have played Hassenauer. Was Hassenauer hurt early in the year, if I remember correctly? Now, we went to him later, and Hassenauer was better.
Hiring Adrian Klemm? How about hiring
Matt
Canada?
Adrian Klemm might have been a great hire, except that he didn't get along with Matt Canada, and he left the team.
Okay, how about hiring Matt Canada?
Well, I can't defend that.
I mean, I can't just say because Tomlin sees these guys every day in practice that he's right.
I can't defend that.
Maybe he's too close to it.
Maybe.
Maybe he thinks his team stinks, and he doesn't want to put Pickett in this situation.
That's
I don't know.
That's another possibility, too.
And I just think going back to Pickett, I think you'd be surprised at how many fans that are West Virginia grads, Penn State grads, or just have no, they don't care a lick about what Pitt is or who Pitt is or who Kenny Pickett is, that they want to just see this guy in here because he's a first-round pick. I think there are more people like that here in Pittsburgh than you might think.
Might
that
be right.
It doesn't have to do with Pitt.
What's that? It's
because we're seeing a below-average to average quarterback play that's clearly not the future of the franchise, losing games, and there's a first-round pick on the bench that can come in here. Maybe he won't be the savior right away, but maybe the results will be a little bit different.
Then, in your mind, in your mind, on practice on Monday, he should be the starting quarterback.
It's not going to happen because
they're... No, I didn't ask you that. I said, in your mind, should he be the starting quarterback?
I do, yes.
On Monday. Okay,
I do.
That's all
I wanted
to know.
A lot of people think Rudolph should be the one.
Chris Hoke does.
Then why doesn't Tomlin do that, if that's his best option?
Because he doesn't think it is his best option. He still thinks Trubisky is his best option. At least he did through last night. That could change after he watches the film.
It could. I still think it could. I just don't know that I'm in a place where I'm trusting him these days. I mean, you know, he's got 3 playoff wins in the last 12 years.
What's the best case scenario with Mitch Trubisky, honestly? What is it? Is it just, is it getting into the playoffs, winning a playoff game? What's the ceiling?
I would think
what are
if,
we going
if he gets in the playoffs with this team, it'll be a miracle.
Okay.
It will. That's why I picked him to go 7-10.
I wouldn't say so miracle. Then, not when you have three wild cards.
After watching these three games, I would say miracle.
So then, I mean, the other thing is they could be 3-0, though.
Well, they should could
they're
be 0-3.
They're a player, too, and they could be 0-3, but
why
they could be 3-0.
Why not start the future, then? If it's a miracle to get into the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky, why can't we start the future?
If Tomlin doesn't think Pickett can play, then why did he draft him? Belichick thought Mac Jones could play. You know what I mean? If he can't play for this bad of an offense, then or this poor of a team, if he can't play, then why'd you take him? When's he going to be ready?
I can't answer that question.
After he watches Mitch all year, I guess.
Maybe Mitch will be better.
What do you mean? Throughout this season?
I don't know. Wait,
he better get a win on Sunday because then the road gets real bad.
Here's what I do know is when the handcuffs finally got officially removed, when he could go Ben, what Ben did in fourth quarters, Trubisky did on the last drive. You could tell he was just like, blanket. I'm just going to gun this ball where I think it should go. And he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He made some great throws. I just want, if you're going to have Trubisky, Ron, I want to see one game. You know what he should do is go lock up Canada for a week. You're off this week. Go to Cancun. We're going to let this guy just call his own offense and go crazy. And just let me see it. It can't be worse. Just play. Go play. Throw
the
ball around.
Put the curtains over his box.
Call whatever you want. If you get to the line and you want to change the play, change the play. Be the guy that people thought you'd be with the second overall pick. Go play. Have fun. Matt's away this weekend. Ron, just once.
We probably should take a break.
I don't even know where we are in the hour anymore.
We're a little bit past our break time.
412-928-9370. All hell is broken loose here, Folsy, and I blame you.
Yeah, well.
Follow us on Twitter. Where did we start?
I don't know.
Is this an extension of our talk with Jeff?
Yes. We never,
oh my
we
God.
Never went to break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.